This is Stop and Think Radio, a positive addiction for your brain, with Tim Horton and Al Matulowicz on Talk Zone Internet Talk Radio.
It's another Stop and Think Radio. Tim Horton, Al Matulowicz, and we're talking today about something which we feel is very, very important, and that is the second wave of this economic recovery. We have a new president, a new economic stimulus package, and still plenty of problems right now.
Well, I'm looking at the Sunday Boston Herald. The cover takes up the whole newspaper. Recovery Road. We can't make this stuff up. Yeah. The word recovery was not on everyone's lips when we started on the air, and right before our eyes, through this economic downturn, the word recovery is a word that everybody is using.
Yeah, Stop and Think Radio, of course, is about recovery. And in the traditional sense, Stop and Think Radio is about recovering from alcohol and drugs and overeating and sexual addiction. But you know what? America needs to recover from this economic crisis. And so the whole idea of recovery is front and center in front of most Americans.
See, what we need to see, and this is why I consider ourselves a public affairs show, is that recovery is a process that produces a product. And so in our discussion today, when you talk about what process economic recovery is to take, that's the whole point, that it's a process and attempting to try to receive or give a product.
You're listening to Stop and Think Radio, heard on great radio stations like KHWG in Reno, Nevada, KVBE in Las Vegas, Nevada, and back east, WKLC FM in Charleston, West Virginia, and also in Columbus, Mississippi, WSKK. Thanks for being part of the Stop and Think Radio Network. There are 15 companies who are right now on the verge of bankruptcy. We are looking at a U.S. News and World Report report from Rick Newman of U.S. News and World Report, and he says, who's next? And he is looking at, obviously, we had big household names like Circuit City and Linens and Things already have gone belly up. The chances of those bankruptcies were just, those bankruptcies were an early warning sign of much broader academic activity, and we're seeing that right now with a lot of people in deep, deep trouble. For instance, the chances are three times higher in 2009 than in 2008 that there will be bankruptcies, and 15 times higher than in 2007. That could equate to 25 significant bankruptcies per month, Al. This is unprecedented in our economy.
Well, this goes back to what we were saying months ago, even before these statistics came out, is that the bubble has not completely burst.
Right. It isn't like, okay, it's over, now we're mopping up. We haven't even seen. This is an iceberg. We haven't even seen the totality of this.
Correct.
All right. Let's look at some of the big economic forces, these large companies that are on the edge. And this, again, is in U.S. News and World Report, Rick Newman's column. He says this, Rite Aid. Wow, Rite Aid, 100,000 employees nationwide. Their one-year stock price decline is 92%. So if you own Rite Aid stock, we are sorry for you. 92% decline in the stock.
Well, here's the problem, is that with a lot of these, like Rite Aid, they try to figure, well, the way out is up. Let's get bigger.
Expansionism, yes.
Expansion. So they buy Brooks. Now, that's a large pharmacy.
Yeah, and Eckerd
Drugs
big
they
one,
bought.
Big one in
big
Florida,
one.
Yeah.
But the problem is that that just can sometimes make you sag even further because you're taking on their debts as well as the debt you're running up yourself, plus you're increasing your capital cost. Walmart's killing them all.
Yeah, and that's what it is. You've got people like Walmart going into the pharmacy business. Guess what? You can't compete with that stuff. You really can't. And so they've been hit on both fronts. They went to heavy expansionism, and they got Walmart coming up the back end. And they are in a very difficult situation. Rite Aid. And now Rite Aid was a stalwart for years. You know, just go to the Rite Aid. And yet now we're looking at something like an institution like Rite Aid going out of business forever and 100,000 more jobs lost.
Well, let me go to you in 1980. And look you in the eye and say, do you know something? AIG Insurance will go belly up.
Yeah, nobody
There'll be
ever.
No such thing as Merrill Lynch. There'll be no such thing as Lehman Brothers. I'd be put under observation. They'd say I'm psychiatrically unfit. But these are the things that are actually happening. This is why, by the way, folks, please, if you're ever listening to any of these shows, would you get to the website? We need to register your being informed, because we've got to get to the administration.
Mm-hmm.
This is like Morgan Freeman in Deep Impact. He's going to have to be giving a lot of very bad news to the American public. And unless something is done with the proper framework, a process, there could be chaos.
In just a moment, we're going to be talking about how the news is grave. We hear all the foreboding news. Washington's even saying it. If we don't get this economic stimulus package through, it's going to be awful. And yet they never say what it is. We've got, coming up in a moment, five things that they haven't told us about the new economic stimulus bill that are absolutely unbelievable. Let's go to the top 15 corporations that may go out of business. Rite Aid was the first one. Claire's store is a kind of a trendy teen store. They have about 18,000 employees. They're about ready to go down the tubes. Here's one, a little one by the name of Chrysler Corporation. You may have heard of them now. Privately owned, 55,000 employees, and management is insisting that the company is not going out of business, but they've got some signs of the times that are absolutely foreboding. For instance, they were first in line to take stimulus money, and they'll be first in line again for the new stimulus package. They are dealing in absolute chaos. In fact, Chrysler Corporation is down, car sales down 40%. You can't lose half of your business when you're already in trouble and still stay afloat. Let's be honest about that.
Not unless you're the federal government and can print more money.
Print your money out.
Like Lloyd Benson said, it's pretty good if you can just keep writing hot checks.
And that's exactly what they're doing. So you knew probably about Chrysler. How about Dollar Thrifty Automotive Group? You know, thrifty car rental and stuff like that. They've got 7,000 employees nationwide. Their stock is down. You get this, ready? Their stock is down 95%. That means that their stock is worth 5% of what it used to be. And we're talking about a small player compared to Enterprise, Hertz, and Avis. Many times, it's the small players that get hurt first.
Oh, it's survival of the fittest. Natural selection.
Now, Thrifty is also closely tied to Chrysler, who supplies 80% of the fleet vehicles. So you can see this automotive ripple effect. And you've talked about it before, Al. When the automotive industry is in trouble, one out of every 10 jobs in America is in trouble.
Well, that goes back to why I tried to get you out of the car market to do this back in March of last year. I could see this coming. Mm-hmm. And then I could see the financial institutions crumbling, and I was predicting it in August and September, but it was even worse than I predicted because the collapse formed after before the election. I was figuring they'd artificially do whatever they could to stimulate it and keep people's mouths shut until after the election. They weren't able to. That shows you the severe dimensions of this.
This is larger than really any of us thought. I don't even think you in your doom and gloom, Mr. Prophet, thought it was going to be as bad as it really is.
Not at this point.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. A privately owned company, is that Realogy?
Yes.
Corporation. They're a real estate brokerage firm. A real estate brokerage firm. It includes Coldwell Banker, ERA, and Sotheby's. Wow. Are you kidding me? And they have a high debt load, and they are possibly going out of business. Next, let's see here, as I turn the page. These are 15 different corporations that are poised to go out of business in 2009. We're not trying to scare you. We're telling you the reality. This, as per U.S. News and World Report. Station Casinos, privately owned, 14,000 folks work at Station Casinos. They are a Las Vegas-based group. They've already been creamed by the biblical proportion real estate bust. Now they must face the homegrown gambling joints, too. Station runs 15 casinos, caters to all sorts of locals. So this is the one in Las Vegas that caters to the locals. They are just one or two steps from filing Chapter 11. And the House seems likely to lose this time, Al. The House isn't going to win.
This is part of the hitting the bottom from an addiction. What's the difference between all the casinos in America and Monte Carlo. Do you know?
No, I don't.
If you're a resident of Monaco, you can't gamble in the casino.
They don't allow it?
No, because they know enough to know if the people start going into the casino, then they'll start getting addicted to gambling and lose all of their money, and then the economy will be affected. Now, here you have station casinos, bright idea. We'll just go after the local traffic. And then as the economy goes down and as they get addicted, boom, the whole thing falls apart.
Yeah, well, they're showing it that way, that's for sure. And, you know, we're talking about people's livelihood here. 14,000 jobs is huge proportional to the per capita jobs in that area in Las Vegas. That's an amazing thing. That's their mainstay of income in Las Vegas in that area is the gambling casino. And right or wrong, agree or disagree, these are folks that are going to be out of work and on unemployment.
That's correct.
Yeah. America is in deep trouble. You're listening, by the way, to Stop and Think Radio. We're not telling you how to think. We're asking you to stop and think. You can find us at stopandthinkradio.com. That's stopandthinkradio.com. And go in, sign up, get yourself a free T-shirt. Hey, who says there's nothing free? There's a free T-shirt waiting for you and yours right there at stopandthinkradio.com. If you have a little bit of urgency and you really want to tell us off and you'd like to do it in person, you can talk to us on the phone toll-free across America at 888-446-5234. That's 888-446-5234. Stop and Think Radio. 3 minutes before the break, and we're looking at the top 15 corporations that are poised to go belly up in 2009. Just to let you know, we're dealing with some heavyweights here. Lohman's Capital Corporation. It's a privately owned group with about 1,500 employees. It is a clothing chain, and it had the right formula for lean times. They offer women's clothing at discount prices. But the consumer pullback is hitting just about everybody, and Lohman's has a lot less cash to ride out the drought. Here's what it is, Al. We see a lot of corporations that have even done the right things. They're targeting the right groups. They're marketing well, but yet they're just totally undercapitalized. And now the banks, although they've gotten the bailout, they're not letting the money out, and they're not allowing for the free movement of credit because they're so skittish.
Living proof that what the teach you in business school is true. 8 out of 10 businesses fail for lack of capitalization.
And this is what we're seeing. So the normal businesses that would fail for lack of capitalization, now it's all exacerbated because the credit tightening. And yet they've had $1 trillion infused to them already, more to come. What are the banks doing, do you think? Are they like a sponge?
Ask the people at 60 Minutes. They were last night discussing and talking to the people and saying, where is this money going? 45 questions were sent to the United States Treasury about what they were doing. They refused to give answers. We've got a government that won't answer questions. We need to stop and think. We need a national timeout. We need to face these things.
The next group we've got coming up are large names. You've heard of them all. We're going to start out with Sbarro Pizza. Sbarro, I saw this coming. You know, they're in malls, basically, and rest stops on the Massachusetts Turnpike. But they've got a good product. I think Sbarro Pizza is a good pizza. But undercapitalization is one thing. They have 5,500 employees that may have to hit the bricks. But traffic is way down because that spending, that discretional spending is not in the wallets anymore. People do not have discretionary funds as much as they used to. The first thing to get cut is eating out because it's so expensive.
That's correct. Not only that, but I was talking to my cousin who manages 117 properties in and around New England, everything from shopping malls, apartment buildings, strip malls, and et cetera. And he said, watch how this thing is really going to plunge because half the people in January are only paying half rents.
One of the big things with Sbarro, by the way, they have a key debt payment due in 2009, which will probably sink them. Domino's and Pizza Hut, which are the strong competitors, are just better capitalized, and they have less debt, and that's what's happening. Lastly, for this segment, as we head to the break, Six Flags, 30,000 employees. The stock is down, because it's a public company now, the stock is down 84%. These are the theme parks. Discretionary spending, again, if you don't have the money for gasoline, for food, you're probably not going to go to the amusement park.
Well, goes back to Walpole State Prison. What goes around, comes around. You create a society that's based upon entertainment driving the economy. When the economy suffers, then entertainment is not something that people can afford, and the whole thing starts to crash.
Mm-hmm. We've got some big names in the remaining 15. We'll get to them in just a moment. And five key things you do not know about the Obama bailout plan. That's right. What's happening right now, being voted on, being touted as an absolute necessity. There's five things that you might want to ask that really nobody knows the answer to. We'll get to those, too. As we continue on Stop and Think Radio, the number to call, 888-446-5234. With your comments, but by all means, please head to the website and sign up, get your free t-shirt, and find out more about us at stopandthinkradio.com. That's stopandthinkradio.com, and you're listening to the Stop and Think Radio Network. A great resource for everyone is stopandthinkradio.com. Al, I know you've put a lot of time into this.
Well, for a guy who doesn't know anything about the internet, I got a quick education in the course of the last 12 months.
Tell me what we can find on it.
Well, you'll find exactly what we claim we are, offering news and spirituality under an umbrella of recovery. We literally have an umbrella with portals to go to for recovery, spirituality, and news and public affairs, highlighting what it is we're going to do, pointing you towards the archived radio shows that we have on the podcast or iTunes, your choice, to be able to get your mental health vitamins.
All right. Now, when you say archived radio broadcasts, how far back do they go?
We started on August the 11th with radio, and our website guy is putting on so many per week to get us all eventually up there online.
That'll get people caught up as to all of the topics that we've hit throughout
right.
the time.
We've been putting the most recent ones up first. And then going back into the archives to get more.
It's very simple to get in touch with us. Two guys who don't know much about the internet, and we've started an
internet. Nothing about the internet.
Just stopandthinkradio.com.
Folks, this has got to be a higher power involved in this. I've got one guy who's never been to a 12-step recovery meeting in his life, taking recovery mainstream, along with a guy who's putting together a website who doesn't know anything about the internet. So this has got to be – we need your help.
StopandThinkRadio.com. Just go there today. StopandThinkRadio.com.